The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good afternoon, Montreal. It's currently 20 degrees and rainy at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Sarah Hassanin.
And I'm Marie Claxton. Here are today's headlines.
The Grand Prix hits the roads of downtown Montreal. And hoping to avoid moving day madness, and Montreal declares war on graffiti.
It's the annual F1 Grand Prix weekend, and festivities are kicking off today on Crescent Street downtown. Many are wondering if this year's crowds will hit pre-COVID numbers. Our live reporter Jordan Fast is on the scene. Jordan, how's the atmosphere down there?
Hi there. Kind of a rainy Thursday today. I'm just down here where the streets have been blocked off on Crescent Street. There are vendors and racing groups all along the street. But as I said, the rain has kind of slowed things down. There's not as many people walking the street.
How are the vendors expecting the weekend to shape up?
Well, I talked to James Bryce. He's the manager at the London Pub right in the middle of the action here. And this will be his sixth F1 weekend, and he had this to say about working the event.
Thursday's a kind of a trial run, and the rest of the weekend, it's always craziness. So, we're expecting good.
Are you getting a sense of who's taking in the festivities?
Yeah, so there seems to be people coming in from out of town. I talked to Sean Fox, and who's here from North Carolina with his family. His son is the one who actually got them into F1 racing, so they're new to Montreal, they've never been here, and they're new to the whole F1 scene, so they're looking forward to a good weekend as well.
And what are the events to look out for?
Well, right in the middle of Crescent Street, there's a big stage called the Jack Daniel's stage, and they're doing events here all weekend, so on Friday night, actually, Sam Roberts is going to play. I used to listen to Sam Roberts, so he is a personal favorite from the old kind of Montreal rock scene, and so he'll be playing on Friday night. And also there's going to be some DJs throughout the weekend playing on the stage as well. And then Joshua too will be finishing out the concerts on Sunday night.
Great. Thank you, Jordan.
On the eve of Grand Prix weekend, Montreal casino employees announced a 5-day strike. Workers are asking for a pay raise of $1 an hour in order to keep up with the rising cost of living. This strike comes on the heels of Lotto Quebec's most profitable year ever. Negotiations have been ongoing since February. Workers hope the strike's timing will bring a quick resolution. The Government of Canada announced the world's first 2S LGBTQI+ entrepreneurship program this morning. $25 million will be invested into the program, which was developed in tandem with queer entrepreneurs across the country. The program will offer business advice, mentorship, and resources to queer entrepreneurs. The government hopes to provide these entrepreneurs with the tools to handle the unique challenges they face.
A new study from the Quebec Office of the French Language revealed this morning that 53% of young people speak only French at work. This news comes as Anglophones face new barriers to employment thanks to Quebec's Bill 96. Justin Legalic sat down with Chad Walcott from the Provincial Employment Roundtable. He says he's worried about the punitive sanctions of the bill on the English-speaking communities.
One of the things that we're concerned about is kind of the punitive measures within the bill as it pertains to like fines for small businesses.
What are the concrete impacts on the English-speaking communities?
You know, measures such as fines for small businesses.
Because the bill is coming into effect with new regulations to bill, and where we are heading now with the English-speaking communities in the workplace in Quebec.
So our research has shown that, you know, English speakers do face more barriers to entering and thriving in the labor market than their French counterparts. So we see higher levels of unemployment. We see lower levels of median after-tax income. Bill 96 is a complaint-based bill. So, you know, there's no enforcement unless there's a complaint filed. Our fear is that small businesses will be more subject to that given that they interact with, you know, the public a bit more. But again, we would like to see the government focus on bolstering the supports that are supposed to be rolled out in Bill 96 and focus on those elements at this time rather than focusing too much on the more change.
When you hear about the latest poll with 53% of young people speaking only French at work, how do you feel about it?
Our concern is that the whatever infrastructure that is intended to support language learning in Bill 96 is not being established well enough before the punitive measures come into effect. So what we would like to see is kind of a slowdown on the rollout of more punitive measures, while more supportive measures, such as, you know, free and or subsidized French classes under Francis Assant Quebec.
That was Justine Legallic speaking with Chad Walcott from the Provincial Employment Roundtable.
July 1st moving day is just a few weeks away, and we're already in the midst of a housing crisis. So Montreal has a plan to help those left homeless. Gabriella Meyer has been looking into the story for us. Gabriella, what is the city planning to do in response to this crisis?
Well, the City of Montreal have already implemented, or they've recently implemented, a 311 housing crisis hotline. This hotline offers local services depending on where people live. The city has also mobilized teams from its housing departments and increased funding for these services. I talked to Jimmy Zubris, who's special advisor to the mayor, and he informed me that they would also provide storage for people like in between housing, and he also recommended that people make sure that they secure housing before they give up their previous place of living. And here is more of what he had to say.
They can call 311, and we've put in we've trained the staff to be able to, depending on the area you are in, to make right away the connection with some of the housing groups in certain areas. Where, you know, depending on your neck of the woods.
Is this a problem that the city could be doing more to solve?
Definitely, but it's hard to say exactly what. I talked to political analyst Robert Frank, who thinks that they haven't been building enough housing to accommodate the growing population. Here's more of what Robert had to say.
There's definitely things that the city could do to improve things. The most important is to reassess its public policy. So instead of discouraging building more houses, instead they'll encourage the construction of new homes, new residences, new dwellings, so that people will have enough room to move around and have accommodation.
So the city has a plan, but is it going to be enough when July 1st comes around?
Well, it's unlikely that this crisis is going to be something that's solved in a day. So it's really something that we're not really sure of what's going to happen on that day. However, Robert Frank offered his thoughts on this as well.
Saying that you want to stop the housing crisis on July the 1st, it's sort of like saying you want to stop a glacier on July 1st. The momentum that has led to a housing crisis emerged years ago. It's very, very large and won't be stopped overnight.
Gabriella Meyer, thank you for your report.
A recent study at Iowa University reports that students who spend less time on social media have better mental health. 230 students struggling with depression and anxiety were given daily reminders to limit their time on social media to 30 minutes a day. Researchers highlight that all subjects had a strong interest in reducing their social media consumption, whether or not they managed to accomplish this. After the study, subjects reported better mental health and felt more hopeful about life in general. The new strategies adopted by the SPVM to combat gun violence in Montreal seem to be working. According to a report released today, only one shot was fired between January 1st and May 31st, compared to 58 shots last year. This shows a 30% decline in firearm violence so far. The police chief explained that the SPVM has been using prevention teams, including patrol officers, civilians, and intelligence people, to reduce violence in the city.
Today marks the 18th annual World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, a moment to recognize the abuse that many senior Canadians face in their everyday lives. However, several seniors advocacy groups say that recognizing the abuse seniors face must extend beyond today. Joshua Allen has the story.
Today, June 15th, is World Elder Abuse Awareness Day.
This announcement on social media, made by Federal Seniors Minister Kamal Khera, featured dozens of Liberal MPs expressing the need for increased awareness of abuse suffered by senior citizens. an issue that too often goes unnoticed, says Jerry Lafferty, executive director of New Hope Senior Center.
I think it should be more important than just one day a year. It's being reported more and we're hearing about it much more.
Lafferty adds that funding from the federal government is vital, such as through the New Horizons for Seniors program, which funds hundreds of projects for seniors. However, initiatives like this act as a drop in the bucket for tackling elder abuse.
Frankly, we need more support from the federal government for our seniors, being our society is aging and we are top heavy with people over 65.
Joshua Allen, Concordia News, Montreal.
Wildfire smoke is once again moving from the north to southwest Quebec as Canada's worst wildfire season of the 21st century continues. Environment Canada has issued a smog warning for Gatineau, Ottawa, and some of the surrounding areas. They advise those with respiratory issues to avoid doing any outdoor activities. The smog is expected to affect Montreal until Friday night.
The Quebec Ministry of Transportation is calling for graffiti removal before the Grand Prix in Montreal this weekend in an effort to clean up the city. The wall beneath the McGill University Health Center on the highway between Trudeau Airport and downtown Montreal has been covered in colorful spray paint for several months. Our reporter Leora Scherzer is down there right now. Leora, can you describe what you see?
So I'm beside Highway 136 beneath the McGill University Health Center. Next to me is a wall about 100 feet high. Half of it is covered in graffiti. It's mostly tags, messages and names written in bubble letters, but half of the graffiti seems to be cleared, or half the wall is empty, no writing. And if you look at pictures of this wall from earlier in the week, it appeared that the whole wall was covered in messages and graffiti, so it seems that the graffiti removal services have passed by this week.
And what do city officials have to say about this?
We spoke with the mayor's assistant, Jimmy Zubries, about the city's motivation for the graffiti removal, and here's what Zubries had to say.
Well, look, it's a priority because we don't think it looks nice. It's something we've said for a while that we want them to do because obviously it's not the city. And, of course, you know, with the Grand Prix and all the festivals coming, you get so many people from out of town that we really wanted it to as quickly as possible.
And what should we expect at the site in the coming days?
The request for the graffiti removal was placed last week, and the service received a high volume of requests, so they said they might not be able to complete the graffiti removal in time. However, the Grand Prix, we still have a few more days. We could expect to see the graffiti removal services come back tomorrow and finish the job.
That was Laura Scherzer from downtown.
Montreal continues to prepare for the Grand Prix, where racing driver Max Verstappen hopes to score his fourth consecutive victory. The Blue Jays win powered by a near no-hitter, a big-name NBA star is on the move, and hockey coach Patrick Roy walks away on top. Jacob Snyder has you covered with all the latest in sports.
Ramparts, our 2023 Memorial Cup champions here in Kamloops after defeating the Seattle Thunderbirds by a 5-0 final.
On Tuesday, Patrick Roy resigned as both the head coach and GM of the Quebec Ramparts, barely a week after the team won the Memorial Cup in the Major Junior Hockey League. The four-time Stanley Cup champ cited being able to leave at the right time. The team officially named his replacement a GM in Simon Gagné, who is a professional left winger for the Flyers, Lightning, Kings, and Bruins of the NHL. In other hockey news, Ryan Huska was officially named Calgary Flames head coach Tuesday, and a new study found Canadiens legend Henry Richard had stage 3 CTE at the time of his death in 2022, according to CBC Sports.
Beal turns the corner! Oh, Bradley Beal! With the emphatic stop!
In NBA news, Washington Wizards superstar Bradley Beal, the team, and his agent are working on finding a trade partner for the three-time All-Star, according to Sham Sharania of The Athletic. Beal, as the only NBA player currently holding a no-trade clause, has control over where he goes. If no team offers the compensation Washington wants in return, expect the situation to drag out through training camp in September. In other NBA news, the Golden State Warriors are looking to flip Jonathan Kuminga for a lottery pick in this year's draft, according to ESPN's Jonathan Givony. Meanwhile, the Denver Nuggets are celebrating the championship they won Monday with a parade running through the city's downtown, according to the Denver Post.
George Springer, high and deep to left field, and it is gone!
In MLB news, the Toronto Blue Jays beat the Baltimore Orioles 3-1 last night to improve to 38-31 on the year. Starting Blue Jays pitcher Jose Berrios took a no-hitter through the sixth inning, when Toronto slugger George Springer hammered a pitch to deep left center. The Blue Jays sit one game behind the Yankees for the final wildcard spot. The Tigers continued their dreadful month of June with a 6-5 loss to the Atlanta Braves to fall to 1-11 in their last 12. The Marlins escaped in Seattle 4-1 behind an acrobatic ninth-inning grab by left fielder Jesus Sanchez, robbing Seattle hitter Eugenio Suarez of a game-tying grand slam.
Sneaks up the inside while they're busy watching each other and takes second place in the Grand Prix.
The drivers have arrived at Parc Jean-Drapeau for the Montreal Grand Prix for the first practice day tomorrow. The day leads off with the Ferrari Challenge practice session before the first Formula One practice session beginning at 1:30 p.m. Saturday is when the real fun starts, with the Ferrari Challenge qualifying session beginning at 8:30 a.m. and the Formula One qualifying session starting at 4 p.m. The main race takes place at 2 p.m. on Sunday, where the drivers will compete for 70 fast-paced laps to determine the winner. After capturing a third consecutive victory in the Spanish Grand Prix last weekend, Max Verstappen enters the race as a heavy favorite. Drivers to also keep an eye on are Verstappen's teammate Sergio Perez and the Mercedes pair of Lewis Hamilton and George Russell, according to the Sporting News.
That was Jacob Snyder with the sports news.
The Flash hits theaters today. Bon Cop, Bad Cop gets a TV spinoff, and Montreal's festival scene is well on its way. Here's Dylan Adams with your news in arts and entertainment.
Dumas will be headlining the Franco tonight. Last night at the Franco Follies, Loud lit up the stage with a huge performance. Several artists on stage with him labeled the Montreal native as the leader of Quebec hip-hop. The Franco's festival will close out this Saturday. Mural Fest is also heading into its final weekend. Various visual artists have painted street art on Saint Laurent Boulevard. The festival also features urban music. Hip-hop artist Ferg will be performing Friday night. In other music news, Twitter is being sued for $250 million by music publishers because of Elon Musk's copyright stance.
Because you're ignorant? Because you're a lunatic? Or just because you're French?
That was a quick soundbite from the first Bon Cop Bad Cop film back in 2006. Bell Media announced that the successful film series would be getting an original series. Patrick Huard is set to be a writer on the show and will be reprising his role as Officer David Bouchard. Huard also directed the film Les Hommes de ma mère, which will be released this August.
I love you!
Thank you!
That was a clip from the Flash trailer. DC Comics' latest film, The Flash, finally gets released to the public today. The film features a star-studded cast with names like Ben Affleck, Ezra Miller, and Michael Keaton, who is reprising his role as Batman. Miller, who plays The Flash, has come under fire in recent years over a multitude of charges and accusations. Some of these include an allegation where the actor choked a woman outside a bar in 2020. Miller was charged with disorderly conduct and harassment, as well as second-degree assault in 2022. The film's director, Andy Muschietti, said he doesn't plan on casting the actor in any sequel whatsoever. And for arts news, I'm Dylan Adams on Masson.
Set your alarms. Canada's population is set to hit 40 million by 3 p.m. tomorrow. The country's population growth is the fastest it's been since the baby booming days of 1957. This time around, the growth is mainly immigration driven, and it's putting Canada in the lead for population growth out of all G7 countries. This reflects our country's growing diversity, something we can all be proud of and strive to maintain, especially going into Canada Day next month.
And it's 20 degrees at Loyola campus right now with heavy rain and thunder. This should clear up by 8 p.m. tonight, but we're still in store for a rainy weekend with an average of 70% chance of rain all the way through to Sunday. On the bright side, temperatures should stay warm with a low of 15 and a high of 25. And that's your 3 o'clock news. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Sarah Hassanin.
And I'm Marie Bexton.